In a climate of general disaffection, Italy goes to the polls on Sunday and the ruling centre-left government is set to lose power. It's a fragmented contest with about 20 parties and no one forecast to get a majority. But it seems both the governing coalition and its rivals on the centre-right have something in common: their opposition to the anti-establishment five-star movement, which has faced legislative blocks from one side and taunts of being money launderers from the other. To spice it up, the 81-year-old convicted tax fraudster and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is back leading the centre-right forces. How will it all play out? Italian-born economics professor Luigi Zingales is from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and he's the host of the podcast Capital Isn't.
I think that the most likely scenario, paradoxically, is a coalition between the two traditional opponents, Berlusconi on one side and the Democratic Party on the other. Ironically, they might not have, even if this sounds like the gross coalition in Germany, they are unlikely to get enough seats by themselves to make this coalition. So the question is whether the League will agree to be with them or something else will be found.
Now, what the main issue surely for Italians is the economy, given the terrible state of affairs in recent years and only a sputtering sort of weak recovery, I suppose. And yet immigration has also played a big part. How's the messaging around those two things gone?
Immigration is center and front in the campaign because Italy is really at the frontier of Europe. And in Europe, Greece and Italy bear the brunt of the cost of immigration. And as a result, there is a lot of concern about immigration. Also because Italy traditionally has been a country of people who emigrated from Italy, not that came to Italy. And of course, in Australia, you know that very well because there are a lot of our fellow citizens there. The economy, unfortunately, is not center and square. Why? Because I don't think anybody has a magic solution. And the outlook overall is not great in the sense the economy, as you said, is recovering, but not at a very fast pace. And there is a very large debt that is difficult to sustain in a country that see the indigenous population shrinking. Does not see any increase in productivity and has not seen one in the last 20 years, and that might face an increase in interest rates as the quantitative easing organized by the European Central Bank fades away.
And yet one of the hallmarks of this campaign has been a lot of brash promises, hasn't it? A lot of big spending promises by the sound of it. Are any of the parties addressing those economic issues you describe?
Not really. There is a small party called More Europe, which is part of the Democratic Party coalition, who actually try to say something about increasing taxes, and everybody laughed at them. Nobody wants to talk about the dysfunctionality of the families, the typical dysfunctional family, which you don't want to talk about how dysfunctional you are.
You're an economist. What is the answer for Italy to lift the economy and to, I guess, also keep Italy within Europe? Because the risk is a split, isn't it, if things don't go well?
I think that, yes, there is definitely a risk of the economic situation being so bad that at some point somebody will pull the trigger trying to get out of the euro. Unfortunately, the euro was designed in a way that getting out is super, super costly. So it's not a pretty scenario. I think that the only chance Italy has is to have some transformation that will really promote innovation, productivity, and growth. And this is a good result from a shifting some of the taxation burden from corporation and individual who are working to capital or housing or stuff that as a stock and is not going to be affected, at least in the short term, so much by increasing taxation. The second aspect, I think that there should be a really change in mentality. Some of the concerns or some of the complaints that the five-star movement have about the incumbent elite are justified by the fact that they tend to be very parochial, very often quite corrupt, and not looking at the long-term benefits of the country. So I think that a change at the top in every economic and political sphere would be quite useful. The problem is that the Fascista movement does not seem to have ready a new elite taking place the role of the old one.
Luigi Zingales is from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and co-host of the podcast Capital Isn't.